You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Folks, joining us, Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, to talk about the jobless claims figures. Mark, welcome to the show. Where are we?
Well, good to be with you, Newell. Before I get into that, I just want to say I know you and your audience have been through quite a bit with this tropical storm season, and want you to know that my thoughts have been with you, and also I'm aware that you've received a fair amount of accolades, including from national media, about the tremendous job you did. And so, I'm glad you're all in a better place and hope that we only improve from there.
Very kind of you. We really appreciate it, Mark. It's still very interesting what's going on in the aftermath.
Yeah, putting it nicely, for sure. But in terms of where the economy is, in recent weeks with these national jobless claims numbers, Louisiana actually to some degree helped to elevate these claims in recent weeks, but not so in the latest week where we saw a decline in the state. But nationwide, in the latest snapshot, we were up 16,000 to 351,000 from the previous week's upwardly revised level. And just to remind people, we're really talking about people who are filing for unemployment benefits for the very first time. So this is basically a reflection of fresh job loss. And it's within the context, of course, of a record number of job openings, 10.1 million as of last count, and an unemployment rate which has continued to tread lower nationally, where we're now at 5.2%, at 6.2% in the state of Louisiana, and in July, which is lagging by a month, we were at 7.6% in New Orleans.
So when we pull all of this and synthesize all of this together, and we try to maybe associate a health grade here, A being the healthiest, B, C, D, E, B, D, F, excuse me, where would you say we fall out?
Well, first of all, one of the things I want to be cautious about here, Newell, is that when we're talking about essentially national figures or even statewide figures or even local figures, your results may vary as an individual, right? One of the things I want to be cautious about is that I know that, over time, if people are hearing me say, essentially, things are better or things are fine or things are miserable, there's going to be at least some component of the audience out there that says, what is he talking about? That's not my experience. So what we're really talking about here is broad measures of the economy. And again, your results may vary and probably do. But in terms of where we are right now relative to where we were, let's say, a year ago, the unemployment rate was above 8% a year ago. Now it's at 5.2%. That's a measure of joblessness. And we have recovered a large part of the 22 million jobs that were lost in March and April of last year. But obviously, as you said, things are interesting around your neck of the woods. They're interesting globally, right? Because we've got all these things happening that we've never experienced before. We have dozens of cargo ships off the West Coast that can't be offloaded because either there's not the capacity in the ports or there's no one to either put them on a rail car or to have the train itself or the trucker to drive that stuff across the country. And all that is causing not only a gumming up of the works of the supplies that we're reliant upon, including the things that we want to have on store shelves for the holidays, but also, of course, then driving prices up, which gets us to the inflation issue that we're working through.
You know, Mark, what's interesting, we were having this conversation the other day, myself and others, and someone just asked the question, because we had seen the articles about the ships lined up off of the coast of Long Beach, California, not being able to get into port. And actually, that is getting worse, not better.
Yeah.
And it was a very simple question, and it kind of struck us all. where did all of these people go? You know, the folks that were operating the trains, that are operating the stevedore operations at the docks, you know, the waterfront, where did they disappear to?
It's like, well, in some cases, they didn't go anywhere. In some cases, they did go somewhere. In the case of, for example, the Port of Long Beach, I mean, I've heard the person that runs that operation say essentially they're working full shifts basically 7 days a week. But the problem is that, you know, we could think about using, you know, I mean, at some level, it's hilarious. At another level, it's sad that we're back to some degree paper supply shortages again. And it's about this crazy and unpredictable aspect of demand, where the matching supply and demand, whether it's with things or workers, is just almost impossible right now, because either it's unpredictable or the demand is essentially at a level where it just can't be matched. And that certainly would speak to, for example, the semiconductor or computer chip issue, where, as you know, the automobile makers can't get enough computer chips. You've had some parts of China that have been shut down time and time again because of COVID, what probably is what is an inadequate response on their end with a less than effective vaccine. And so the other part is, you know, we talked about all the workers that were unemployed in the early part of last year. You know, we found a bank rate through our pre-Labor Day survey that, you know, people are really looking for something different in employment now, at least on the margin, but not just the margin, a significant slice of the workforce, where they're prioritizing flexibility or hours worked or location over compensation. So, you know, you can only pay so much if you're an employer, but, you know, if you're somebody who absolutely has essentially a public-facing job, you can't change that, right? In other words, right, you're a brick and mortar retailer. Yeah, you can devote some of your resources to the online piece, but you still have to operate that physical store. And the reality is that people aren't as willing to accept the level of pay in some of those locations, not to mention the working conditions or just the nature of the job. And so there are some of these problems that essentially employers can only try to fix through higher compensation, but ultimately some of the compensation that people might be looking for ultimately just isn't going to be offered to them.
So we have this friction, and I mean, is there a feeling amongst you guys that are watching this every day that this continues on for the next set of quarters, maybe the next four quarters, five, six, seven, you know, that turn into years, and how do you break this free? Because obviously, you know, the winners and losers here are stacking up, and at some point, in order for the economy to really get to that robust era that we're all looking for, something's got to give, right? I mean, it's a tug of war, and somebody has to win one way or the other.
Well, so many moving pieces, and so not all pieces are going to move either at the same rate or in the same direction at the same time. And so, for example, if we just like try to carve out something about retail or bars and restaurants, which obviously are so important to a city like your own, you know, I feel like the leisure and hospitality space is going to right itself before, for example, the semiconductor space, where you're literally talking about a billion parts to a single product, right? And so it takes literally years to create that manufacturing capability, and slowly but surely it will happen. There are efforts underway to build these plants in the U.S. where people realize, hey, just-in-time global manufacturing is not quite the optimal solution we thought when, for example, trade friction, among other things, between the U.S. and China is only deteriorating, you know, step by step over a period of years now. And that's leaving aside the other countries across that hemisphere. So I think in terms of some aspect of this disruption will continue for at least a couple of quarters. I think that there probably is some reason for hope in the sense of the worst of the inflation component being behind us. And I would say that if one of the outcomes of this is that lower paid workers get paid a little bit more, it's hard to complain about that, because I think many of us as, let's say, middle income consumers, we've been benefiting from that for a long time. Look at the way that, for example, venture capitalism had been basically paying for loss making in the world of Uber and Lyft, where essentially people were being underpaid and charging a price that was basically baking in a losing business proposition. And so that has righted itself, where there's no longer an adequate supply of those drivers, and venture capitalists are not as willing to fund those losses. And so to some degree, that's just one example where the world has taken on a new reality, and consumers are in some cases going to have to pay a price that's more aligned with the reality of what we experience here in the United States, as opposed to just a global setting.
Mark, how much of this do you think is influenced by the inside the Beltway, Washington chatter? At 1.5 trillion here, 3.5 trillion there. It's all kind of the soups and nuts as people sit on the sidelines waiting to see, well, they've got this much aid in this one, and the possibility of this debt going away, whether it's student debt, that debt, or otherwise. Is that having an influence on folks just kind of waiting and seeing?
I don't think so. That doesn't really show up in the consumer sentiment surveys that we see, whether it's what we do at Bankrate or the other sources like the Conference Board or University of Michigan. We did recently ask consumers, or basically everyday Americans, and this is a cross-section of the American public, as you know, on these surveys that we do. We asked Americans what was their number one concern about the outlook for their own personal finances or the economy the next 6 months. And I think smartly, the majority answer by about 4 out of 10 was the pandemic. And you know, that's obviously had an immense impact on our lives over these past 19 or 20 months. The second answer, interestingly, predominantly among Republicans, but still the second answer was elected officials in Washington. So that's clearly weighing on a segment of the American public, which we know is obviously polarized politically. And then the third answer, interestingly enough, because we had actually escalated this in the conversation between you and I, but the third answer was actually inflation. So that was not the number one thing that they were concerned about, but it obviously was on their minds. In terms of the short term, obviously, we have to avoid a default on the part of the U.S. government. That's just an unacceptable outcome, which would cause yet another financial crisis in this country and put millions of people out of work. It hasn't happened in the past, and I think that everybody, even amid their divisions in Washington, understands that that cannot happen, because if the government has one thing going for it, it's credibility as a creditor. But longer term, clearly, the accumulated national debt that we have, there's no doubt that the way it currently stands, we have many things that essentially the government has pledged to pay for without the means to pay for it, including Social Security and the other entitlements. And something has to change there. And the worry is that our elected officials, you know, hope that we won't pay more attention to that than they do the Kardashians or Britney Spears. And I'm afraid that it is rather attention's more trained on the latter than the former, where clearly we have more invested in Social Security than we do about today's Entertainment Tonight update, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, excuse me, I love your statement in the stuff that you wrote up about what's going on. We're witnessing a virtual twilight zone where the job market is both described as having slack and is tight at the same time, given high levels of unemployed and a record number of job openings. But as I sat here and just reflecting on everything that we talked about today, this virtual twilight zone description can apply to a whole lot of things as talk about it, the push and the pull, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes I ask myself, the way I'm sensing things right now, I feel like I should have had some bourbon, but I didn't, you know. but maybe that's another reason for us all to get back to your wonderful city.
I would suggest, out of an abundance of caution, have the bourbon.
Well, that's usually the safe passage before the weekend's over, believe me.
Exactly. Mark Hamrick, always enjoy our conversations together. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My great pleasure. And again, Godspeed to you and everyone else in the audience there. Absolutely. Thank you.
We truly appreciate it. Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.